legitimate. That's the type of pope we have put into office. Now, in closing, I noticed that some people are opposed to the way we elected our holy leader. That's why I gave you a glimpse of how he will proceed in his new office. Now, here is what I want every single Catholic to do if you have any questions. When you send your $100 donation to the Vatican, put your question on a small piece of paper. Right next to the check is the best way. Our accountant will know what to do with your question. File 13 is just a number. And now I have to go back to the Vatican because they dearly need me there. I will let the spokesperson for this story take over now. Thank you. From your most holy, a number one cardinal, forever yours. Attention. So now that I have your attention, I want you to listen to every word I say, even though I may be barking in between. You do realize that I am a dog, but I am a trained special Catholic dog. We have been through one of the worst times in the entire history of the Catholic religion. Yes, and I really do mean the worst times. Those cardinals at the Holy Vatican have elected a new pope. They did not even consult with me, knowing that I was going to oppose. That is why I had to put my left paw in front of me and write this book. I have had a petition drawn up where humans will be able to work with me. This document has taken me in dog years, almost 25 years of preparation. I initially started this as a secret Catholic society, but since the cardinals refused to listen to me, I have altered my program to fit all people and dogs. We're not going to be marching to the Vatican or protesting the election of the new pope. I have dreamed up something even better, more powerful. We are in the millions of Catholic faithful. That being said, we are in the minority of having power within our great religion. That is why I am calling all good Catholics to mark this day down. I'm going to express to you all the points of why you and every good Catholic should sign my petition. In the following paragraphs, you will learn a lot more. But for right now, I see a mailman. I'm going to run down and chase him. So I'll be back in about 5 minutes. See if I can bite him one time. He got away. Now, where was I? That's right. I remember. Okay. I want you to scroll down and start reading this very important message for anyone that believes in Mary. I want you to read the rest of my story here. And when you get to the end, pay close attention, because there is a very special one-time offer. Now the adventure will begin, and I am hoping that you will join us in this holiest of holy attempts to change the future. I, as a dog, will benefit. You, as a human, will benefit. All of us that are Catholic-loving people will benefit. And in fact, we will even include some of them Protestant people. You know, they're the easiest ones to trick whenever it comes to religion. So I want you to start reading the story, and if you get any pocket change, please don't forget to donate. Christ. They have told us for centuries that the Pope will be the next person to Christ. The person that sits next to Jesus should not be picked by a handful of clever rogues. The cat that they offer to us is not the real next Pope. We are 1 million strong. I repeat, millions of Catholics throughout the world should be able to place their ballots and select one cardinal who we believe should be the next Holy Pope. They have been pulling the wool over our eyes forever. This has taken place for centuries. We're faithful Catholics. We read our rosaries. We make sure to Hail Mary. We give to the poor. Some of us try to steal from the rich. But in all, there has never been a ballot sent to us with a list of names of candidates that will eventually become the Pope, just because they say so. I say, we need to change to an openly system, and we need to change it today. I am asking every Catholic to roll out the word to sign my petition to have ballots issued to each and every one of us. We need a list of 10,000 cardinals who will take the office of Pope. I believe 10,000 is not too many, but at least we will have a decision to make. And once the ballots have been counted and tallied, we want the announcement made in every Catholic church. Our cat should get elected Pope, not someone they just give us. An old man as your Pope and kiss